的彩云屁。
Legendary bits of Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. But for the legendary peri-peri flavour you love, get into Nando's. It's like nothing you have ever tasted. Try it today, only at Nando's.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete
with Jules. Hit 92.9.
What a morning.
Oh, my gosh. Can I just say thanks for pushing me into the
I don't support you in anything you did. You're a pain in the ass blocking the streets like every other rat.
Did I not do a good report on exactly what was happening there, though? I was in the thick of it.
You got a little caught up.
You're an undercover cop and your emotions got the better of you. So you went from being the undercover cop staking out the drug dealers to becoming a drug dealer yourself. That's what I have to say about
this. All I'm saying is that it was a peaceful protest so far. And in saying that, I was only there for the first hour. So whatever has happened after that, because I know that when I spoke to one lady, she was like, we're going to lay down at this next intersection.
You laid down.
Yeah, I did. Dave said he was going to bail me out. Dave said he was going to bail me out and he was nowhere to be found.
So misinterpreted what I meant, bail you out. I was like physically going to hurt you.
Oh my God.
Yes.
You did after. Check the socials. He crash tackled a bee.
Yeah, check the socials at Heidi Xavier Pete.
Still killing bees.
If you want to see all of the videos and pics and stuff from our morning, because after 8 o'clock this morning, which you'll hear coming up in this podcast, we did. We jumped into the Jeeps and we headed over to the Extinction Rebellion, this climate change protest that is sweeping the world at the moment. It landed here in Perth today. Yeah, dressed as a buzzy bee. Our lady Jules got stuck in as well. We were down there. It was a lot of fun. Enjoy the podcast and have a great weekend.
Ah, good morning, you bloody legends.
I've got no headphones.
Morning.
What are you doing?
I took my headphones out of the studio yesterday and they're sitting on my desk and I've just realised I was going to pop them off.
Why did you take your headphones out? You don't take the headphones out of the studio.
No, do you know why?
Why?
Do you know why? She sees videos of Kyle and Jack Yo and they've got fancy headphones. So Jules thinks she's like, oh, I'm famous. I'm going to wear fancy headphones.
How are they fancy headphones? They're
nice
exactly the
beats,
same.
Beats, bro.
I had to buy them out of my own
pocket.
Yeah,
no, they're fancy. Somewhat fancy.
Aren't
they're pretty
they?
Fancy.
Yeah, well, they cost me a fair bit.
What do they cost headphones?
Those ones cost, I think, $280 and they were actually bought in bulk. So
yeah,
I think it was like
so you
10 of us that bought.
Because work buy mine, so.
Yes.
No, I know. Well, you know, sometimes people disrespect them and they like just let them fall off the desk sometimes and they easily break.
Yeah.
And I think they just got gut of it down south. They were like, okay, so buy your own. So we had
to. So buy your own
for work.
Because it came to the point where like some of them were like, you could only hear through one side as well.
Which probably it's a workplace to replace it as opposed to.
Well, it was either that or nothing or, so.
Hey, 13 1060, if you work in a workplace, you don't have to name them, but have you had to buy your own stuff?
Yeah, buy your own work equipment.
To do your job.
Like, for example, like when I worked at the fish shop, it didn't happen. Like, I didn't have to, but, you know, I would have had to have bought my own knives to fillet fish.
I'm not going to lie. When the email came out, I laughed. I thought it was a stitch up. And then I realised that it actually wasn't. And it was true.
I would have said, okay, I'm not buying them. So we're going headphoneless. So there's no audio to be played.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. Well, then that just makes my job harder, though.
Yeah, the text line is open as well.
No, they bend. They bend.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules on Hit 92.9.
Top of 23 today. Oh, we might have a bit of rain. It might have been a rain today.
Oh,
maybe
well,
a bit of a sprinkle.
Grey out there
for the climate change rebellion. Isn't that just absolutely perfect? Actually, by the way, guys, we're going to protest at Elizabeth Quay because global warming is happening. Oh, by the way, it's raining and it's only 14 degrees.
That is changed though. It's raining in summer. Well, we're not in summer, are we? I don't know.
Well, sort of. We're early.
I'm trying to just be a bit balanced.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
I see both sides of the fence.
Do you?
Do you?
Are you a fence sitter now?
No.
You are not a fence sitter. So
I just don't agree with blocking traffic for people trying to earn a crust, trying to feed their families.
Yeah.
It's a bit spoilt brat. And it's for those people who are actually going to do a protest that we're all allowed to do in this country. We're very, very lucky to do.
Yeah.
They're taking it so far that now it's just ridiculous.
So
you're super gluing yourself to the road. You should bloody... Don't, yeah.
Yeah, look, I'm not putting them all in the same, you know.
Yeah, but they're ones that stop. They're the ones that are creating all the havoc.
Yeah, I know, but they're ones that are taking it to the extreme, like the guy who super glued himself on top of the airplane
in
the UK, which is just insane.
Like, so
I was thinking, though, like, if that plane did take off and he was on top and he was still
good advertisement
there,
for the super glue.
It was like
100%.
us in our gaffer tape. while we were away.
Yeah, that worked well, didn't it?
That worked well. The last 1,000 kilometres, gaffer taping an awning.
But that video yesterday, the young lady who super glued her hands to the road, how she couldn't get her hands off the road, and then she had like a knife or a blade
to going get
under
it?
To try and get under it.
The Extinction Rebellion, we're talking about
what's
here is Extinction Rebellion is they've been taking over cities around the world, and now it's Australia's turn. And all this week, they've been disrupting cities across the country. Mm-hmm. Melbourne copped it yesterday. Brisbane's copped it earlier in the week.
It's going again over in Melbourne too today.
It's going Melbourne's again.
Brilliant. Yep.
So today at 8 a.m., Elizabeth Quay, that is where it's starting. Mm. All right, and then where it goes from there, who knows? We're going to be jumping in cars, the hit Jeeps, at 8 a.m. We're going to go down and actually have a good look. We'll be broadcasting live throughout the morning on the roads. But
I do want to like run in and I'll report and to let you guys know like exactly what's going on. Yeah.
What are you dressing up as?
I reckon we send her as a bee. You know, they dress as bees and the bees are dying. Actually, did you read the article about the bees that were dying in Canberra?
Oh, they were drunk?
They were getting high off a plant.
Get out.
Yeah, they were all dying. They were eating a new plant that they found and they were all falling out of the skies because they were cooked.
Exactly how close to these particular bees do you want to be?
What, like real bees? Or
like here you go. So we've got we're going to need the costume.
Yeah.
Like full costume, full spec costume, wings out and everything.
Jeez. But I do want to get in there and report back because you guys would probably be stuck in gridlock. I'll jump out and run in.
Okay. Tell you what I do think.
I'll report on what is actually happening.
I think we're very lucky at the moment. Nothing serious has happened.
Look, this is the thing. Mm-hmm. Like
blocking cities and stuff is.
I'm
all
for
loonies
it.
Out there for that would be overly frustrated. Grateful that nothing's happened.
All right, one of the things that we have heard in the last 24 hours and when we were sort of going through this pre-show this morning was that they've gone as far as blocking the ways for emergency services. So emergency services have been able to access hospitals. I mean, that's
where
a difference.
Where was that, over in Melbourne?
I'm not 100%
sure. I'm not sure.
That's the difference between life and death. And when that starts happening.
Yeah.
Then you are taking it absolutely way too far. And there's probably somebody sitting there as part of Climate Rebellion going, oh, yeah, but you know what? What we're standing for is a difference between life and death for the future.
Yeah.
And it's like, get that, mate, but you don't want to kill somebody over there.
If it was my kid in the ambulance, you wouldn't want to know what had happened.
Oh, mate.
Absolutely. I'm the same. I'm the same in that regard. I'm for
you're
it.
You're all for it, but not for the extent.
Exactly what they're doing and why they're actually doing it, but not to put people's lives at risk. I understand the disruption and what they're doing.
So I don't understand the disruption.
Not the...
It's a temper tantrum.
I was talking to a girlfriend last night who
is
works
she part
in
of it?
Elizabeth Quay. She works in Elizabeth
Quay.
Let's
get her a BF fit.
and she is annoyed that she's going to, like, there's going to be so much disruption about it. 'Cause she starts work at 8 and she's like, I have no idea how I'm going to get to work, that she's had to plan to try and get to work like at 6:30 because she doesn't even know what's going to happen.
So I was getting text messages. You know, we had one of the blokes from the rebellion on yesterday.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it and having a debate and stuff. I was getting text messages from people while that was going on saying, yeah, mate, I'm in that boat. I'm not going to be able to get to my business in the morning and that sort of gear. So look, listen throughout the morning. We will keep you updated with traffic reports and all that sort of stuff.
Heidi Sagan P with Jules on Hit 92.9.
We'll be in the hit Jeeps heading into traffic, heading into the trenches after 8 o'clock on the roads for Climate Rebellion.
I'm going to spray you with more tea.
Well, I will be dressed as a bee. I'll just die on the side.
Well, hence why I'm spraying with more tea. I don't generally just spray you with more tea.
That's why I just said that.
Have you guys ever, like a deal's come through or something like that and you've thought, this seems like a pretty good deal, and then you haven't read the fine print and you've done the deal and then all of a sudden you're tied to a contract for 12 months?
Yeah, gym membership.
Yep. everyone gets a gym membership.
Oh, I've been playing a gym membership for about, 18 months. I've been one.
Have you?
Yeah.
What about those one once. Too? When I had this dream of losing some beef and started going to the gym and I was like, look, I'm done.
Yeah.
I rang them and said, look, haven't we just suspended it for 3 months?
Yeah.
You might get your vigour back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, 18 months later, still coming out of my account after the 3 month suspension.
Like, it's true. Every time you go in to go, look, I want to quit or can I cancel? They go, we'll just put you on hold.
Yeah, but we just suspended
it. And then you forget again.
Yeah, 100%.
They know how it works.
There's, I've got two subscriptions that are automatic subscriptions.
Yeah.
And I watch it in here. It's the sport, like it's NBA and NFL, League Pass and Game Pass.
Yeah.
End of season, I forget about it.
I've started smoking lately, if you can tell. And then,
Reds,
then out of the blue, it's like 400, 500 bucks comes out of your account. You're like, oh, what's that? They're like, oh, your automatic subscription for the NBA next year that doesn't start for another 6 months. Enjoy that. So I've got these automatic subscriptions that have been going for 7 years now, I reckon.
Yeah.
8 years.
Kevin, so what have you signed up to?
I suppose this was the perfect time to tell you both that I signed up to the gym yesterday.
I've noticed, mate. I said this morning you're looking thin.
Yeah. Thank you, mate. I appreciate that. No, look, a little while ago, Liz got an email from, have you heard of these Virgin Wines?
Yeah.
So Virgin Airlines
and
stuff.
You see them at the airports.
Right.
That's
where it came from. So she was walking out of one of the airports one day.
No.
She likes a vino, and we like a cheeky glass of wine. And we probably buy enough wine over the course of the time to see a deal like that and go, yes, this is perfect.
Okay? Perfect value for money.
She hasn't read the fine print. And she's signed on the dotted line. She got like a big case of wine. There's 12
beautiful
in there. All sorts of different
Christmas
wines.
Yeah,
for 70 bucks. And she's come home. I remember her coming home. This was 3 months ago. Going, hun, you'll never get this. This is amazing. We're going to rock up with this wine. It's, it's rocked up on the doorstep. Great. She's got the wine. That's awesome.
It's like $5 a bottle.
Fantastic.
Cheap.
That's a great deal.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, no, I get the deal.
Yeah.
the taste.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's no, the wine's good.
Okay, it's all right.
I'm thinking it's good, $5 or $6
a bottle.
Out of 12 bottles, you probably taste a couple of them and go, it's not great.
Yeah.
And then
anyway,
give it away.
Yeah. So a month down the track, we've got a knock on the door.
Yeah.
And there's another box of wine there.
Beautiful.
Freebie. This is great. I've rang Liz and I said, hun, what's going on? We've just rocked up with another box of wine. Oh, yeah. So I didn't read the fine print, and now we're locked into a subscription service for wine every month.
12 months.
And I was like, that's great. Okay, I'm fine with spending 70 bucks a month.
Yeah.
She goes, no. So that was the entry deal. It's now going to cost us $174 a month.
$174 bucks.
So, jeez.
Yeah.
What does that work out now? Quick math.
174, 13, about $11.50, $12.
Still, that's still a good.
Over the course of 12 months, it's like over $2,000 worth of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And same bottles, or do they give you better bottles because of the increase in price?
Nah, same bottles, which means that the two crap ones that we tasted on the first
round, we still
get those every month.
Well, you need to give them away, don't you?
And who's it with?
It's Virgin.
Virgin Wines, take this as an ad and we will wipe the fee for Pete.
Heidi Sagan P with Jules on Hit 92.9.
Geez, hasn't Adventure World caused a stir with their latest post?
It has.
Or their latest rule they're trying to enforce. Very cheeky.
Oh, I see what you've done there. Well done.
No, that's what they actually wrote.
Oh, right, okay.
It says on their poster, don't be cheeky. And then there's four images of buttocks in the bikini or swimwear. And it says what you can and can't wear at Adventure World.
Can you take us through these different pairs of buttocks?
Okay, one's more like a bikini cut. Which is a
That's
the first one, the top.
Top left.
The top left.
Do you reckon that's a bikini cut?
Yeah.
Well, minus 20%.
Yeah, it's a bikini cut because the one next to it is like the G-banger, the string G-banger.
But I'd say that's the bikini cut in between. It's the half cut, the first one.
Okay.
Right.
Second one's full.
It's like just like a string bikini.
Yeah,
it's
stringy.
Like little triangles.
Looks like the backside has become quite hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Straight up the old cliff.
Which I find is what happens when you come down the slides anyway.
Yeah.
So the bottom left is, it's just like normal underwear.
The
normal cut of
normal
underwear. Yeah, of swimmer.
It's safe.
And then the fourth one is like board shorts.
Well, that's what your nan would wear.
Yeah. It's
I love
the
how you said they're board shorts.
Sorry, board shorts. I meant to say boy leg. The boy leg cut.
It's a boy
leg. Yeah. Like nana jocks.
Yeah. But, I mean, a lot of people are a little bit upset about this, saying that they should be able to wear whatever they want. I have seen some comments from parents saying, no, this is a good thing. I don't want my kids having to, climb up the stairs and they're looking up and all they can see is
getting
buttocks.
A face full.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, like Adventure World, there's a lot of little kids. They have a full-on half a theme park
is
for
kids,
little kids.
Or is it for everyone? It's mainly
it's
kids.
For everyone, but you mainly
it's
take kids your kids
park.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You mainly take your kids there.
Yeah.
The water slides, the giant pool that everybody jumps in. But there's a huge, water park that is designed and dedicated for kids,
right?
And I can understand the top right one. Yeah, maybe like if my girls were running around or I had really young kids and stuff, I wouldn't want them to see like that. But I don't. The top left is fine. Like the, you know, it hides enough.
Yeah, I do think that the top left is fine.
Top right is a stripper.
Kind of like
top right is
top right stripper.
Like, who's wearing that to Adventure World anyway?
Yeah, wear whatever you want. Oh well, it's all about the gram these days. You know, they might want to go there and get a photo. And
mate, you're not going to Adventure World for the gram. I'll tell you now.
The thing is, I love about this, like, and how it's causing such a stir is the comments.
Mm-hmm.
Someone actually wrote, which Karen in Perth complained about this, which made me laugh. But I did see a comment that apparently Adventure World held an adults-only pool party.
So what does that mean, though? What's an adults-only?
I don't know. Well,
I can tell you because I used to host them.
Is it like an X-rated movie or something? Or what?
Yeah, so adults-only pool parties, this is going back years ago when I first used to work for this radio station. We were affiliated to these events and the adults-only pool parties
were... You put your hand up for it, didn't you?
Kind of did.
Did you even get paid?
No. Nah, it was a freebie. I was like, yeah, I'll go. but it was an after-dark pool party, and there was alcohol and all sorts of stuff, you know?
Oh, so it was just a pool party.
It was just a big pool party.
Right.
But
that's
it used to get, like, it used to descend into absolute anarchy.
Which
because,
is great.
You know, it was all, like, 18 to 25s that would rock up.
Oh, yeah.
All that sort of gear, you know what I mean? It was basically the Dean, but at Adventure World.
Okay. Well, on 131060, give us a call. I want to know, are you for this or against it? Like, are you like, you should be able to wear whatever you want? Or are you like, no, I take my kids there. I don't want, like you, Peppy, I don't want my kids seeing this stuff.
I heard an interview yesterday when obviously it was on the news, and they went to someone who would be very well suited in Love Island.
Yep.
And the question was, what do you think? So, I'm just there for the tan. I'm like, maybe just lay in your backyard.
Go to the beach.
You just go to the beach. Like, you don't need to drive out to Adventure World. Oh, wow. There for the tan.
We've got a little sweetener for you as well. Oktoberfest at Ascot Racecourse. Don't miss it. Saturday, October 19. Tickets at perthracing.com.au or you can pick some up now. We'll happily give them to you. 131060, just basically over to you. What do you think about this? Should you be able to just wear whatever the hell you like when it comes to going to Adventure World or not? If your name is Karen, please, we'd love to hear from you.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules on Hit 92.9.
What's your favourite, Pep?
What's my favourite?
Cut.
Yeah, but from what perspective are we talking about
Not to wear, I'd imagine.
What, to see?
To cast your eye
what
over.
Would you like to see Zave wear?
A Brazilian?
Yeah.
Like a Brazilian cut?
Yeah,
I like the Brazilian.
Yeah, you know why? Because it leaves enough to the imagination.
I'm a Brazilian fan.
And to be honest, that's a lot of... The thing is that it's now the trend at the moment, the Brazilian cut, that really high and then exposes a lot of booty.
I think it's a little bit...
If you watch Love Island, I mean,
I
they do
that,
a lot
though.
Of the Brazilian cut.
Yeah, I don't want to see Love Island at Adventure World, though, especially when I'm taking my kids. Nah. Now, what was that comment about the Karens in Perth?
Oh, someone wrote in a comment, I wonder which Karen in Perth complained about this.
Now,
to enforce this,
it is an open forum here, so we're not having a crack, but it just so happens we do have a Karen that's called through. Hello, Karen.
Hello, how you going?
Karen, are you offended by that?
Pardon?
What? Are you offended that, you know, everyone thinks it's a Karen that's complained?
Oh, look, everyone picks on Karen all the time, it's fine.
Just own it, babe, you got to own it.
So tell us, what do you think about this?
Look, I'm completely for what they're saying. You know, you don't want to be, as this guy said earlier, you don't want to be walking up to the slides, waiting for your turn, you look up and there's a big or small, you know, bum on your face.
Yeah.
Look, I'm completely for it. I don't know what Karen's complaining about it, though. But
right, okay. Do you know any other Karens?
Oh, I know a few. I know just a couple.
It's like
we're all about the same.
Yeah, right, okay. So you're all for the ban, get it, and for good reason as well. Michelle in Scarborough, what are your thoughts? Hello, Michelle.
Your turn, Michelle.
Michelle.
Yes.
Come on through, girlfriend, because you are against the ban.
Oh, look, I'm a Scarborough girl, so I'm always down the beach, Scarborough, Cottesloe, and my argument is, okay, if we want to cut out the bikinis of the G-string and the Brazilians at Adventure World, well, I don't want to go to the pool, which was recently down at my local, where there's a guy wearing a fluoro budgie smuggler, which I have no problems with. But when he got out the water, I could see everything.
Oh, it's see-through.
Yeah.
But you can just see the whole sword in doodle
and
tops.
It's like, if you're going to draw the lines for females, where are you going to draw the lines for the dads?
True.
Yeah.
That is a very good point.
You could be like me. I wear doodle togs.
Yeah.
But I also have the veranda over the top with the belly, so you can't see any outline.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Oh my God.
Tammy in Secret Harbour, what are your thoughts here?
Okay, so I definitely agree with Adventure World. First thing I thought of when you guys started talking about it was taking my two younger sons. So I have an 11-year-old boy who would not know where to look.
Yeah, not sure. Awkward.
And I also have a 16-year-old boy.
He knows where to look. I can guarantee I know where he'd be looking.
He would not. It would just be,
Tammy, I was the same as you. I was kind of like with my nieces. You know, I don't want them to kind of see that and think that they have to dress like that. But they're going to see that through social media as they grow up anyway.
Or if they just go to a beach and don't pay to go to a Adventure World.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, the beach is
But I think they're more saying that, you know, if you don't want to see that stuff, well, you can go to Adventure World and you won't be exposed to skimpy, like, you know, little G-string bikinis.
Well, the Adventure World has released a bit of a statement too, just thanking everyone for their comments. Clearly, this is a topic that's prompted a significant amount of discussion. Let's not confuse the issue. This is a update is about dress standards and dress standards only. It's not gender specific. So I'm going to have to put my thong away for another summer.
Oh, jeez.
Lucky. Heidi, Xavier and Pete with
Jules on Hit 92.9. A couple of significant things coming up regarding weddings in my life. Obviously, my wedding is on New Year's Eve this year, so looking forward to that. But I've got another wedding coming up. On Saturday, tomorrow.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Christ, I'm going to get me sued. Tomorrow, so obviously, you know, you got to choose your bridal parties and whatnot, and every wedding has a bridal party, some big, some small. Mm-hmm. Ours is a little bit bigger than what I first anticipated. Six? Each?
Oh, each.
Jeez.
Yeah, we had six each.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it just pours out. Because then you think of this person, you go. 14
people, like in the bride, including like the bride and groom.
There's only 20 attending too. So, yeah. I mean, that those poor six that are going to be sitting there, one's singing and one's doing the celebrant.
Oh, stop it.
Anyway, so unfortunately, you know, bridal parties are hard to choose. But,
they are.
And this is all tongue in cheek. We had a bucks do on the weekend. Now, the best man. Everyone was fun, happy, no dramas at all. But woke up the next morning and the best man tried to protect the groom.
Yeah.
And just told a small little furphy. It was bugger all. Anyway, he got absolutely...
He got caught out.
Oh, he got demolished by the bride. Anyway. Ooh. No, all bit tongue-in-cheek. But I joked, the best man yesterday was saying to me, gee whiz, I was very close to being delisted from the bridal party as a joke. I was like, gee whiz, I wonder, that must happen a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
You choose your bridal party, all fun and games when you choose it, but then over the 6, 7, 8 months...
Things fall out.
Fall out. Blues, Barneys, a little bit of a romp or two maybe with the groom or the bride.
Well, you think like from engagement to wedding, most of the time that's a good two years. And one of the first things that you do is you reach out to your bridal party and say, hey, can you be my best man? Can you be my head bridesmaid or maid of honour?
Yeah.
And the rest and stuff. And then you've got like a couple of years and all sorts happens over the course of that time.
Yeah. Are you still thick as thieves with all your bridal party?
Like a couple, no. Yeah. Like a couple we're lucky to actually see or even talk to maybe half a dozen times a year.
Yeah.
But they're
not
still all mates.
Not a falling out or anything like that. Busy and whatnot.
You know, but you do look back every now and again. You kind of go, okay, well, now we're like a lot closer with these people.
Yeah.
But you can only do what you did at the time.
100%.
You know? So do you understand why some people just don't even bother having a bridesmaid or anything like that, or groomsmen?
So originally Em was going to just have her brothers and her best mate, who's a guy. So it was going to be all up the front.
Right. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's
just
going to
be a snag fest.
I thought sausage was the name, like a nickname of one of the guys.
No. It was just going to be a lot of snag.
Anyway. One of my best friends. So one of her younger sisters was getting married.
Yeah.
And another younger sister got dropped. So they both got dropped from the bridal party. And the mum got dropped from walking her down the aisle as well. So she got rid of the whole.
So the hat trick of sackings.
But still invited them to the wedding. They were like, no, we're not going. It was a bit of a fallout between this girl and her and the husband to be.
Yeah.
So that he did something and the family were like dead against it. And then she was like, oh, well, if you're not going to support our relationship, well, I'm dropping you guys from the wedding.
Well, there you go.
From being a part of the bridal party.
Yeah.
Like even the mum walking her down the aisle. So, they just didn't go.
Goodbye. Anyway,
absolutely.
There you go, 13 10 60.
Yeah, have you sacked a member of your bridal party? Jake, g'day, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, not bad yourself.
Oh, well, so the short version, who got sacked?
Me, actually.
Oh, Jakey.
What were you, the best man?
Yeah. My best mate of 8 years asked me to be his best man. We actually had a big blue at his engagement party, so he got rid of his whole engagement party.
Wow, what was the blue?
Yeah.
it was pretty much over the smallest things, but yeah, we clash heads every now and then.
What was the main thing, though, at the engagement party?
I can't even remember, to be honest, but yeah.
Jeez, it was that little.
Serious, real serious business going on there at the engagement party.
Wait, alcohol. Did you say he got rid of the whole party? I mean, the whole party. So there was no best man?
Nothing.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
All right. We're going to go to Teresa in Serpentine. You sacked someone.
I did, yes. I got married in 2015, and one of my best friends was, she wasn't getting along with the other girls in the bridal party, which was my sister-in-law to be,
right.
And one of my other best friends. And, yes, I ended up calling her out on it, and we had a huge blue, and basically haven't spoken since.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Are you all right, mate?
Yeah, he just brings up a lot of...
He's swimming in a fish tank?
Yeah, it was pretty tough.
No, she's upset because, I mean...
They're crying.
She's upset.
So it's a little bit hard to hear because you obviously have this on speakerphone, but I get that. Like, if that ever happened to me and I had a best friend for years and then a fallout at the last minute... That'd be pretty hard to deal with, especially on a big day like that. Your wedding day's
Have you spoken again, Teresa, and tried to...
Never
again.
And she actually got engaged a few months before my wedding, and I was going to be one of her... I think I was going to be her matron of honour.
Mm.
And she's been married and had a baby since then and everything, and it's just really sad to sort of not...
Oh. Would you... You know, do you think you guys would ever talk again?
Or
would you like to?
I think we're both really stubborn to
think. Let's do it in here. Let's take you girls out for dinner.
Yeah, let's bring
us
together.
Let's mend the friendship.
We've got to.
My shout.
See, you've gone from crying to laughing. I think you like the idea.
Yeah.
Jules, a shout.
Yeah, absolutely, I'll shout this.
She'll
100%.
Come as a bumblebee too.
All right,
we're on.
Aww.
Teresa, we'll go to dinner next week. Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules on Hit 92.9. What are you doing? What have you got? What are you using?
Well, I'm in a bee outfit, and the bee outfit is inflatable. I did not... I thought I was going to get one of those, like, hot ones, but, you know, no. It's a big
those
inflatable
hot
one.
Ones?
Yeah, like...
Sexy bee. Yeah. I'm going to sting you, sweetie.
I turned up. It's inflatable, so what you can hear is actually
good,
the fan.
It's a good bee outfit.
It is a good bee outfit.
I've even got a stinger.
How much was it?
$90.
Now, the reason why... You're wearing the bee outfit.
Out of your paycheck.
Is because you're going to be one of the bees joining the climate change rebellion. As we go down there after 8 o'clock, we're jumping in the Jeeps, we're going down.
Let's paint the picture, Pete. We aren't supporting her.
No.
We don't want people hating on us as well.
No. Like, we do not agree with what they're doing.
You guys are weird. We'll be stuck in gridlock with the people.
And you're a bee.
And I'm going to jump out and I just want to report on what is actually happening. So you can actually hear
undercover.
What's going on.
You got undercover.
Now, guys,
yes.
We need to move on because we've got to get a whole heap of stuff sorted out so we can get out of here straight after Alpha Bucks 8 o'clock and make sure we don't miss the traffic. But anyway, 131060, last night, if you were watching Love Island, you would have seen us pop up on the telly. We would have given you a code word. Down, down, down. And we need that code word right now. 131060. If you want to score yourself your own Love Island getaway, we want to send you across to your own island to enjoy yourself some snuggly time.
Did you guys watch it last night?
You won't believe what happened.
What?
10 minutes in, the laptop died again, and I didn't have the charger again.
You're
What's
kidding.
What's going on?
I know. No charger,
Are
no
you
love.
At work all the time?
Yeah, always at work. Yeah. Amazing.
Oh, well, anyway, don't worry.
See how Jared goes.
Because I can
Jared's
fill
macking
you
on.
Yeah, you know what? Cassie.
Yeah, she all
the
over
one
him.
That you love. Yeah. I think our favourite.
I wouldn't say love.
Oh,
yeah.
Our favourite. Yeah. They're going to use love because it's Love Island.
Yeah.
She's hot for him. But
real hot, are they?
There's one of the girls, one of the intruders is
Actually,
hot for
I
Cassie.
I see that. She's bisexual.
Phoebe. Yeah. Well, she says she hasn't been with girls. I mean, she's been with girls, but she hasn't been in relationships.
Yeah.
So
but I mean,
that'd be interesting.
Jared might have the night of his life.
Well, he just might, actually.
You know what I'm saying there, Pete?
You're picking up what we're putting down?
Well, I'm just picking up the fact that we do have someone on the line right now. Hopefully they have that code word. G'day, Al.
How you going, mate?
Hey.
Going well. What was the code word, buddy?
It was Cocktail, buddy.
Hey? Yeah, boy. I don't know, was it? I don't even know. Yeah, it was, of course.
Oh,
hey, Al.
I thought it was something else.
Hey, Al, are you watching Love Island, obviously?
Yeah, mate.
Who would you love to couple up with?
Oh. I don't want to say because my wife might be listening, but I'd love to couple up with Vanessa.
Hey, Roger, who would you love to couple up with?
Yeah. That's the one. Oh, you guys are legends, mate.
Who's your favourite to win then, Al? Out of the girls.
I really like Vanessa. She's got it going on.
With the tats?
Yeah.
I'm sort of with you there. Bit of fun.
Al, make it up to the missus, mate. Get over and have your nice own little Love Island getaway. Enjoy yourselves.
Oh, legends. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you.
On to it.
Could I have a good day, Al?
Yeah, boy.
What a beauty. Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules on Hit 92.9. Oh, guys. So it was been a really big week.
It absolutely has.
How's everybody feeling? Nice and fit and fabulous? And
I'll be honest, I really stepped the game up
yesterday. You did step the game
up. Yeah, I went for a run. Yeah, well, I could have just walked it, but, you know, I just thought I'd
run. When's the last time you went for a decent run? Like, actually wanted to...
Flogged yourself.
I'm a rider, so...
An electric scooter.
No.
It is an electric scooter.
It's an electric scooter.
It is not.
It's an electric
scooter. Oh, I'm going to chuck you on it then and then see how you go.
I'll just turn it on and off I go.
Yeah, but only on one little thing, on the first bar. You still have to pedal. Anyway, that's not a discussion I want to discuss right now.
If it's got an electric box on it, it's a scooter. Now,
oh, you do!
HBF Fitness Sessions. The HBF team were kind enough to pop some Fitbits on our wrists, and you can register now at hbffitness.com.au, by the way, because their sessions, they are free for HBF members, and the 8-week season commences 21st of October. That's next week. 22 locations. You'll find one near you. But you don't need an excuse to do a bit of exercise, and that was the whole point of this week.
You're right. It's just about getting fit and healthy.
Yep. So Grinch is in the studio now. Hello.
Good morning.
Now, we laid it down on the line, out of the three of us, the person who didn't do as many steps as the other two was up for a little bit of a treat.
It is not a treat. It's punishment. Getting shot at is punishment.
Today after the show, we're going to be heading out to the Swan Valley. And one of us is going to get shot by paintballs by the other two.
Wait. Paintballs there. It's plural.
You got to get from,
one shot.
Oh, from how far? A metre away then?
Definitely not one shot. It is a full canister and you can run and...
A full canister?
Shoot, you were joking.
I'm making the rules up as
all right,
I go.
You,
I was
going to
say,
shoot you?
Where's Jill from HR? Seriously.
There you go.
Jill
from HR. Run away as well. Kelsey, I didn't bring in close shoes though, so...
I've got a pair of news.
You're a bit bigger than me. Shoes-wise.
Size 8? I'm a size 8.
It's not exactly an easy thing to have paintballs thrown at you because, I mean, you've been through this. Listen to that.
Oh, nightmare.
It's not funny, is it? It's actual panic. It's panic.
See, did you hear that last shot? That's the one that hit me. That was the first time I ever got shot by.
Did you get a welt?
Yeah. I got heaps of welts. It took so long for them to get, like,
the one that really
especially around the back of my legs.
What about the hand when they get you on the hands?
Oh, the pain.
I reckon we should have, the person getting shot should have a gun as like a little bit of, you know, when you're outnumbered at war and you got to fire a couple to buy yourself a couple of seconds to find ground.
I don't mind that.
Do you all of a sudden like think that you're in war? Have you, like, because you've done it before, to think that you're like in war, like it's actually real people are shooting at you? Because I freak out.
If we got attacked,
yeah,
I could be in the dunes at Cottesloe firing. Firing my paintball.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, look, just so you guys know, I upped it to 10,000 steps yesterday.
Well, good for you. Congratulations. Yeah. But
I really hope it paid
it wasn't
off
just about
the most
yesterday.
You did in a day. Yeah.
It was about the entire week.
I did
week.
More yesterday than what I did in the entire week, to be honest.
Grinch, I suppose, you know, the real thing is who's going to get shot by a paintball. So let's get it out of the way. Let's reveal who won the challenge.
Who won?
Who won the challenge?
Who is the fitness beast?
Were you surprised?
No.
Okay.
On almost 44,745 steps from Monday to Friday, former premiership player
you are
Xavier Ellis.
Joking. Yep.
athlete.
No surprise.
No surprise.
That's bull dust.
Because say it again, Hemi.
We have footage of him shaking houses.
44,745.
And there's no proof that he cheated. So.
No, and I played golf.
I believe it's on our socials.
I played 3 rounds of golf in that time. 18 holes. That's 7K.
You've spent the last 2 days telling us that you lost your Fitbit.
Yeah, I caught up last night, didn't I?
Played it cool. Played the long game.
I played the long game.
Shall we move on to...
Yes.
You're a peanut. No way.
Mate, facts.
It's unfair.
The Garmin doesn't lie, mate.
You sat in here shaking it. It's all over our socials.
The HBF fitness crew don't lie.
Also, Pete, you also shook it, so...
I wouldn't
take those numbers
off. I'm trying to get fit for my wedding and you're hating on me like that. It's insane.
Wait. Pete was doing it too. I'm walking out.
Okay.
I'm not...
Okay, because this is actually quite surprising. Because I was really expecting that you would be the last...
I
bloody knew it.
I just know that...
I want to shoot Jules in the head.
Zaze is going to shoot me in the head. I just know it.
So between Jules and Pete...
So this person,
your final numbers,
is going to get shot.
Had 645 steps between them.
Oh Christ!
So that's not even like going just to get your Uber, or it's more than
it's walking
Uber
to work.
But yeah, pretty much.
Bloody hell!
So this is the entire week, the steps on our two Fitbits, and the person who doesn't have as much as the other is going to get shot with paintballs in the Swan Valley by the other two this afternoon.
Saves is already lining me up.
Second place, 28,881 steps. The bumblebee to my right, Jules.
Oh, God, no.
That means Pete is the loser.
Yes! Oh, my God.
Oh, Peppy.
Yes!
I am going to put you through so much pain.
Oh, my God.
I am going to shoot my load.
Thank the Lord.
Oh, you are dead.
So, Pete, on 28,236 and... Can I say that is only because this morning you have only done 255. Jules has done over 3,000.
You left your Fitbit on your desk, mate.
Yeah!
Bad luck, mate. Let's go to Alpha Bucks because I'm going to get my fingers ready.
Gosh.
I hate you guys so much.
Give us a look at that head. It's nice and big.
Can we get it before?
No, can we get a before and after shot of
his body?
Because, no, you listen to me now, right? The head is off limits because tomorrow we have a family photo shoot.
I'm not a professional shooter, mate. I can't tell you where it's going to land.
It's all right.
Face and genitalia off limits.
You get one or the other. What? I can shoot you in the head or I can shoot you in the nuts. Your choice.
Get stuck.
Heidi Zagan-P with Jules on Hit 92.9.
We might sound a little bit different because we are actually in the Hit Jeeps and we're... We're just about to head out of the car park.
I didn't take into consideration that my wings on my B outfit would be huge.
Yeah, I was about to say, mate, that I've got a B wing in my face right now. You're sitting in between myself and Xavier. In the back of the Hit Jeep, and we're heading towards Climate Rebellion. Who's excited?
I actually am. A little bit scared. Just about what's going to happen.
I feel like you're so progressive. Joining the rebellion. Me and Pete are just very sort of backward. We just go about
our day.
We enjoy getting to work on time, earning an honest crust. Whereas you just love to bloody rebel and protest.
I'm for the message. That's all I'm going to say. You know, I'm going down here to report to Perth of what is actually happening.
This is a bee coming to you live.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, we're going to go to a couple of songs. We'll come back and we'll keep you guys updated on what we're seeing as we get stuck in traffic with you as well. Perth, on our way to Climate Change Rebellion over at Elizabeth Quay.
Heidi Zagan-P with Jules on Hit 92.9.
The best things in life are bees, we should know, because we've got one stuck in between us at the moment, Xavier. Jules is dressed as a bee and we're coming to you live from the Hit Jeep. We're currently about to pass Thomas Road in...
Fair to say.
Not just yet, but I'm sure we'll see a fair bit of it. So the Climate Change Rebellion is on this morning. It's over at Elizabeth Quay, and we're heading over there to check it out and see what's going on.
Do bees like rain?
No, I'm not.
You don't see bees in rain, do you?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. I don't know how I'm going to go out here, people.
No. Are you going to blow yourself up?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is a hell of a costume.
It's an inflatable costume. I just realised how weird that would have sounded.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm going to do the full thing. What's the weirdest thing you've heard that has happened in these protest things? Because it's getting a little bit Ooh, I don't know. Out of control.
The girl who used some sort of really, really, really super glue and glued her hands to the road yesterday in Melbourne. I thought that was quite a spectacular act of stupidity.
Jeez, you don't think the guy who super glued himself to the top of the plane?
That was also... Yeah, but I mean, the plane you can just take off and eventually you'll lose him. But, I mean, the middle of the road's a bit harder.
Yeah, you know what I... like? Okay, so the guy super gluing himself to a plane and the bird super gluing herself to the road... I'm like, if you want to be a nugget and do that, fair enough. But the ones where I'm hearing things like blocking the way for emergency services and stuff to be able to get to places like hospitals.
I just think it's a waste of emergency services. There's the mounted police and everything are down here this morning. What a just absolute waste of everyone's time and good taxpayers' money. Sorry, there you go.
No, I understand what you're saying. There's a lot of people that are trying to get to work and will be very, very frustrated by this.
No, I can understand.
But I really hope that it is a peaceful protest and that it doesn't cause too much disruption.
I'm with you.
Disruption.
Disruption.
Disruption. Sorry.
Disruption.
It's the bee outfit.
Yeah, I can't understand a word you're saying. All I'm hearing is bzz, 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 bzz.
Oh, jeez.
the thing that... I totally get what the aim is, right? We need a course of action. It needs to be taken quicker than what it is
happening
at the moment.
Yeah.
I still believe there are processes that need to play out, and there's a lot of stuff that a lot of people don't quite understand has to happen at senior levels to be able to make this stuff happen the way that it needs to.
Don't you think it's been happening for far too long and that like it's not changing? That's the whole reason for it.
Yeah, but how long have we been seriously talking about climate change for?
Years.
How long has the Earth been going around for?
Long time.
So a very small amount of time if you look at it in terms
of
existence.
Well, yeah, looking at that, exactly.
So I've just proved
but
a really
still,
good point.
But still, I mean, it is a crisis and nothing has happened thus far. So that's why they've gone to this action.
It is starting to rain. It is actually starting to rain.
I can't wait to throw you in amongst them, Jules.
This is going
to
be great. Heidi Sagan-P with Jules on Hit 92.9. We're actually just on Elizabeth Quay now. So we've just come off the freeway south. We've gone and we're just about to turn right on the Esplanade.
I see.
Is this normal traffic or congestion or is this the norm? Because I feel like it's flowing pretty easily.
No, it's the norm because they haven't started yet. They're still in their park, the park doing their little...
I can't see anyone.
No, it's around the corner. Relax.
Oh, right. Okay. I'm not going
to
lie.
You have to buzz off.
I'm a little bit nervous now.
Well, it's your first ever protest.
It
I understand is. Why you'd be nervous.
Can
but
you come with me, Zave?
I'm not going with you. I'm not supporting these people.
No, it's we're just getting on the ground. You know, we're finding out what this is all about and finding out and reporting what they're doing.
No, I get that, but I don't want to contribute to the hold-up. So I'm happily just sitting in the car like most of the people in Perth while we set the bee loose.
So off in the distance there, through the trees and in towards Elizabeth Quay, you can sort of see a few people milling around up ahead of us where we're about to turn right onto the Esplanade past the bus station. There are cops there. They are waiting around just in case anything happens. All the cars ahead of us, people are jumping out. So there must be people in these cars that needed to get into the city, into this area.
Oh, they're walking.
To jump out.
Oh, there's
and
some
get
horses.
Oh, look at them. There are 10.
Oh, where? Oh, look at all the police on the other side of the road.
Look at the policemen.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. They're ready for
it. I love them.
They are ready for
so
it.
So to our
riot.
Right. To our
right. Riot.
Mounted police, 10 of them, and then to our left, as we came around that corner, there were another dozen police there as well. Doesn't look like there's that many protesters here. How many would you count there on our right in Elizabeth Quay
really
right
look
now?
Like they're causing too much disruption.
No, but they're not. Yeah. They haven't moved yet. I would say they haven't moved.
Yeah, no, they haven't moved yet. So they
I
must
didn't see
be...
anyone dressed as bees.
There's no, you are.
I'm the only one dressed as a bloody bee. What is going on here?
That's bad. Like,
oh, no. I'm going to stand out for sure.
Yeah.
So
we'll I wanted to blend in.
We'll get you on the news.
We've parked right now on the Esplanade.
We made it here in good time. There was no jams at all.
Yeah, no, we've done all right.
Yeah, because they haven't blocked the streets yet. They're standing in the middle of a grass patch.
Well, they said it yesterday, though. We're going to get started at 8 o'clock and it was going to be blocking the streets and everything. I want to see some blocked streets.
This is a flop show.
I thought that's what you didn't want, to block streets.
I mean, this is going perfectly, right?
It.
But the fact that we've had to get in the car to get out here to have a look because we're going to be stuck in traffic. There's actually no traffic right now.
I'm going to have to get out, aren't I?
Let's go to a song and send Jules to go to investigate.
All right. Heidi Sagan-P with Jules on Hit 92.9. It is officially underway. Yes?
It is. I've just seen some more police officers turn up with their lights flashing. There's a reasonable crowd here, mate. If they go shut down the middle of the city... They'll do it easily. There's quite a few hundred.
Yeah, for sure. Now, looking around for some buzzy bees. Oh, look, there's one.
There's one bee.
There's one bee.
And she's famous, though. Have you noticed that a lot of people are going up for photos?
Yeah, yeah, we can hear you, mate. Yeah, no,
I missed the memo,
though.
I thought everyone was going to dress up as bees. Turns out it's just me. But there's, we're just getting ready to start walking. So if you're around the area at the moment, it's going to be the quickest way to get out of here, really. But I think we're going to start marching in like 5 minutes. So it's going to get...
So you're going to go marching with them?
Absolutely. I'm going to try to get my way up to the front. If you see anyone with a yellow vest, though, they are the marshals. So they're the ones that are trying to keep it all in order. So definitely don't...
No, the police officers are the ones doing that.
No.
Also in yellow vests. Oh, they're off. Are they moving? They're moving.
Yeah, we're on our way. I'm going to go join it.
Yeah, go get in there, mate.
All right, get on over there, mate. Get moving. So if you are about to start driving through the CBD... I know. She's the only one dressed as a bee.
The only one dressed up at all.
It's such a chunky bee outfit
as well. Which banners do I go behind? There's so many banners and why people are walking. And that's what you...
The bees, mate. Obviously for the bees.
I might have to be at the end.
How about go behind the banner that says carbon pollution is stealing Denmark's water? There you go, because that's a nice big one. That's sure to get right up the front.
The oceans are rising. Let's flood the city. I just heard the call, the catch call.
Okay,
they're all
right. Look, I'm just going to flooding. I'm going to start talking to some characters. We've got a drummer out here as well, too. Oh, this is intense. Oh, my God.
All right, mate. Well, go to a song.
Can you hear the tanning? Can you hear the tanning?
Yeah, we can. So we're watching you right now. We're looking over Elizabeth Quay. If you are about to drive through the Perth CBD, particularly through the Esplanade and then up St. George's Terrace and all that sort of stuff, now is the time where you might want to think about a different option because they are on the move.
They're off and racing to march.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules on Hit 92.9. We are live at Elizabeth Quay. We are coming to you watching the Extinction Rebellion play out, X.
Mate, there's actually a reasonable crowd. I'm quite surprised. And I'll tell you what, if I was driving to work... And they're about to, they haven't moved from the park as such yet, but they are slowly but surely making their way over. I wonder whether they'll wait for the green man or not.
Probably not, mate. I think that's the whole point now. So getting ready to stop traffic. There's loud music playing. They have a dinghy with them. They're carrying a dinghy.
Mate, they've got it all happening.
Now, right in amongst it, dressed as a bee, Jules is there. Hey, Jules, can we catch you?
Yeah, I'm here, but I've somehow joined like a party. I don't know which one I'm actually a part of, but I'm behind the Denmark water, how climate change is taking Denmark's water, and I am dressed as a bee. Everyone else is in blue.
You're the only one who got my memo.
And there's a chant happening, which I'm chanting along to.
What's it go like, mate?
When do we want it now? Climate change, when do we want it now? How's it going?
Great, great.
Great day for it.
Wonderful. You're doing a good job.
Denmark. What's happening in Denmark?
So why are we running out of water? Terrible.
Are we stealing it?
No, the rain's stealing it. Climate change is stealing it.
Have they really run out of water in Denmark?
I don't know. If you live in Denmark, 131060, give us a call.
I need to find a bee banner. I need to find a Save the Bees banner.
Go and find a Save the Bees banner because they are looking like they're getting ready to start their march across the Esplanade and into the Perth CBD. If you are listening to this, part of the reason we wanted to come down here and check this out was to get you across it as well while you're driving wherever it is to work this morning because it is going to be a bit of a disruption. So stay with us and we'll keep you across it. If you are heading towards the CBD, towards work or wherever this morning, now's the time to start thinking about a change of route because they are starting to walk across
the
Esplanade.
They're off and racing, mate. The barriers have opened. They're now spitting through the city.
Jules, our little buzzy bee, mate, stay safe and we'll come back and check in with you inside the next 6 minutes. Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules on Hit 92.9. X, we've lost our bumblebee. She's off.
She's in amongst it, mate. I'm being serious. I thought it would going to be a little bit more of a joke. Not a joke than this, but like they've actually got fair numbers here and they've caused a bit of a scene.
Yeah, and I reckon as sort of the morning begins to progress, like over the next sort of half hour, couple of hours, they start marching through the CBD, you'll get a whole heap more. How are we getting home?
I'm being serious. I've actually for someone who doesn't want to be a part of it, he's going to have his day disrupted more than anyone because we're going to have to go around the long way or catch the train or something.
I think we'll have to catch the train by the looks of things.
I don't do trains.
Don't you?
I don't know how.
So climate change, the Extinction Rebellion is on at the moment. They're about to start their march through the Perth CBD. They've moved away from Elizabeth Quay, the central sort of parkland area, and they're now sitting on the intersection of the Esplanade starting to disrupt traffic. So if you are making your way in this morning to the CBD, maybe start to think about using an alternative route. As we mentioned, our buzzy bee, Jules, she's dressed up like one. She's the only one that got the memo. She's in amongst it at the moment. We're going to come back after this and check in with her just to see how things are going right in amongst the protests. Stay with us. Hit 92.9.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules on Hit 92.9.
Now, we're here at the Extinction Rebellion Rally. We wanted to keep you updated with how things are going. They are really starting to move now.
We've got our lovely lady, Jules, dressed as a bee, in amongst it. Jules, have you got someone there, mate?
Yeah, I am in the thick of it right now. It's we're just about to cross the intersection on the Esplanade, and I do believe that they are going to cause some dramas very, very soon. But just quickly, I found a ex-rabbi in the crowd. Her name's Joan Turner. You're from Perth? Yeah, I was born in Albany, but I live in Perth, yeah.
Did you take the day off to do this today?
Yeah, I took the whole week off, actually. I'm lucky enough and privileged enough to have my own business, so I took a pay cut for the whole week.
The whole week? So what have you been preparing for?
I've been preparing for supporting this movement and supporting the people in the movement. Sometimes I've had to have really hard phone calls with my friends that are really struggling with the climate change crisis and what it means for them.
What are your thoughts on people like blocking hospitals and they're like getting on top of planes and blocking train lines?
Well, we've given the Perth Transport Authority emergency services full disclosure of what we're doing and how we're going about it, our full plan, how long we're going to take, and giving them ample time to go around us. And we've got marshals that will allow any emergency service vehicle to get through, obviously, and we don't expect there to be any disruption. This happens a lot. You know, if there's an accident in the city, then emergency services have to go around, so we've disclosed all of that so they can make allowances for us.
Okay, well, thanks for having us. Look, guys, that's pretty much what it is. It's pretty peaceful at the moment, but I did just hear that they're going to start laying down in the streets as soon as they get to the intersections, which is where they are at now. So if you are anywhere around Elizabeth Quay, expect some disruption.
Jules, if you lay down, I'll single-handedly come and drag you out of there. Okay? I'm just letting you know, a member of our breakfast show is not going to be holding up emergency services.
I don't. That's what I'm going to do.
You do it. I'm telling you. I'll pop your bee suit.
You'll see me on Channel 9 this tonight without a doubt.
This is what's happened, right? Because on the way here, it was very much like, oh, you know, maybe shouldn't be doing this emergency. Now she's in amongst it. She's getting caught up in it.
Yeah, no. Oh, I heard Jules just chant, block emergency services. Block emergency services. Good on you, mate. You loser. I heard you chant.
But you know what? There are a lot of banners going around that say non-violent. So they're really wanting a peaceful protest. But
yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they don't want the cops to grab
them. They're just about to lay down on the intersection.
Are you kidding?
If you're dead, okay. Jules, I'm telling you, I'll come and get you.
Here's what I want, right?
Okay, we're going to go to a song. I'm about to lay down.
Jules, we're going to go to a song, all right? By the way, if you want to see Jules laying down with the other numpties, you can check us out on socials at Heidi Xavier Pete.
I'll get arrested if I lay down, right?
Yeah. Oh, do it.
Lay down, Jules. I'll pay you fine. I'd love to see him be arrested.
Don't you leave me in there over the weekend. I mean it.
No, right. Lay down. Hopefully they get her.
We're going to go to the song. We're going to come back after this and wrap our show. But also, we are live at the moment from the Extinction Rebellion protest rally. They have made their move through the intersections around the CBD along the Esplanade. They're going to be turning right very soon after they finish having their rest and laying down to head towards St. George's Terrace. If you're making your way into the CBD, now's the time to start thinking about using an alternative route because they are really going to start blocking things up.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules on Hit 92.9.
Myself and Xavier, we're stuck here. Basically,
solid citizens of the community, mate, not trying to ruin everyone's day.
With the Black Thunders, we can't go anywhere and they have all cleared off from Elizabeth Quay. They are now, the protesters for Extinction Rebellion, are making their way through the CBD. They're heading up the Esplanade as we speak and about to head into the CBD proper as well, up St. George's Terrace. If you're making your way in here for work or whatever else this morning, now's the time where they're going to start really blocking traffic. We've got our Buzzy Bee right in amongst the whole lot. Jules, are you there?
I'm running away.
What do you mean you're running away?
I'm running away because I laid down on the ground and I got in trouble.
Get out. Did you really?
No. Yeah. There is footage of I'm laying down next to a guy just like Jesus.
Oh, this is amazing.
It's going to be... Christian Boy is going to put it up on social media. I was waiting for Zabe to come in and save me and I couldn't even see him. Next minute, I'm being told to, like, get off the road.
No, no, I just went to one of the police officers and gave him a wink and said, go hard on the lady in a bee suit.
On the bee suit.
Of course you would.
Just scruff her up a bit.
Of course you would.
Who told you off? Was it a copper or was it somebody else?
No, it was actually one of the marshals. So they're the marshals for the ex-rebellion. So they're trying to keep it all in check before the police have to intervene.
Wow. So, yeah. I mean, look, they did mention that they were going to try to make it as peaceful as possible and do everything they possibly can to make it a peaceful protest this morning. That sounds like they're doing an okay job of it. But, yeah, mate,
you know
far
what, though?
Out.
We really
I can't
only
wait
have
to
moved.
See that.
We've really only have moved about 50 metres. There's like a big intersection coming up on William Street where that's where the horse, like the police are on the mounted on the horses. So I reckon that's where they're going to cause some disruption right there.
Hey, Jules, just a quick one, mate. It's 9 o'clock and we're not waiting for you. So you might want to scurry on back.
You're not waiting for me?
Nope.
Yeah, no. We're going to leave you to it.
See you, mate. Have a good day.
Yeah. No,
we're
come
off
in
to
and get me.
Too. Yeah, no.
Come in and get me.
No, you'll be right. What a
morning.
I thought
we were a team. You guys are letting me. You guys are letting me die like you're letting the bees die.
Hey, there's a helicopter up in the air now taking footage of all of this over the top of Elizabeth Quay.
There's also drones as well.
Make your way back over here, all right? We're going to jump in the cars because we have to head out to the Swan Valley so you two can shoot me with a paintball gun.
Dump a load of bullets on you, mate. It's coming.
What a ripper morning. And a big thanks to Nando's as well for hitting us with their one-of-a-kind peri-peri made from a blend of Nando's African bird's eye chilies, lemon, garlic, onion and herbs. You can choose your own legendary flavour. Now at Nando's, we've been assured they are bee-friendly, which is good as well.
Oh, and they're delicious too. Fridays is Nando days for me.
It is Nando days. It's a good day. Jules, we'll catch you back over at the Jeeps, mate. See you in a tick. Yep, good. She's gone. All right, R&B Fridays, the rest of the day continues. We'll hand it over to Kat now. And don't forget to check in on all of our socials at Heidi Xavier Pete and at Hit929 to see what we've been up to this morning with the Extinction Rebellion Rally. Have a great weekend and we'll catch you Monday. Heidi Xavier Pete. With Jules. Heidi Xavier Pete.